In 2013, Sunnyvale's homeless shelter closed to make room for an affordable housing project, leaving the city without any shelter at all. It wasn't until this past winter that a makeshift shelter was set up near Moffett Field on an old Air Force base at the northern edge of Sunnyvale. But that shelter was only a temporary solution to the county's long-term homeless problem. A few weeks ago, spring arrived, and the occupants were forced to move out. KALW's Holly J. McDeed reports on what happens when a shelter goes up and then 4 months later comes back down again.
Think it's hard to find affordable housing in Silicon Valley? Now imagine what it's like to try to find an affordable place to put an entire homeless shelter. Bob Dulcey is Santa Clara County's Housing and Homeless Concerns Coordinator. And yeah, he says it's really, really hard.
We identify a site that might be suitable, it's gobbled up by somebody else. Especially in Mountain View, Google's gobbling up a lot of properties there.
When the Sunnyvale Armory, the city's temporary homeless shelter for more than two decades, shut in 2013, he went looking. He didn't just have to worry about land-hungry tech companies. He had to balance the needs of Silicon Valley's homeless population with the concerned neighborhood.
There was a lot of opposition, as you can imagine, because of people not wanting a homeless shelter in their backyard.
It took him over a year, but eventually he found a spot, a former Air Force base, surrounded by tech giants like Google and Microsoft, and not much else. With community opposition gone, Sunnyvale had itself a shelter, for now.
So at the end of the winter, this shelter will go away, and so people have to find a place elsewhere.
I visit the shelter in December, 2 weeks after it opened. It's the night before one of the first storms of the winter, when it's only just starting to get cold. The shelter is new in town, and not everyone knows it's out here. So tonight, there will be empty beds, but they'll be full soon. The shelter's designed to hold about 100 people.
And on any given night, there are 6,556 people in the county who are homeless. And there are maybe 1,000 shelter beds.
Claire Wagner is the communications director for Home First, the largest network of emergency shelters in Santa Clara County. They're also the group who run this shelter. Wagner knows the cold can have serious consequences.
The first winter that I worked for Home First, four people died overnight from hypothermia one December.
That was just two winters ago in San Jose. The names of the 61 people who died in Santa Clara County last year were recently read out loud in a memorial service. Most were in their late 50s. This shelter won't solve homelessness, but it's warm inside.
You know, we're basically operating shelters out of box. You know, we get the Connex boxes and open them up and set things up, and then 4 months later, we put everything away.
On the outside, it's like a portable. Inside, it's like one big room, with mats spread across the ground. When I arrive, some people are already asleep. Others are just getting comfortable, figuring out how to make mats feel like home. There's a tiny dog inside a cage, and a family, with a baby who cries in the background. About 50 men are on one side, about 10 women on the other. There's a TV, and a group gathers in front of it, watching a car chase. I find Anna Santos in the corner by the door. She tells me she's been homeless for 9 years now. Her life untangled all at once. Her marriage ended, she lost her job as a security guard, and then she lost her home.
I've just been out here struggle. When I became homeless, I was staying in Willow Glen.
She says she slept on lawyers' porches until it became clear she wasn't safe outside, even in a neighborhood with little crime.
I had an incident where a man just happened to approach me and I didn't want to stay in those buildings anymore.
The baby starts crying, so I asked Santos to talk to me outside, where it's a little quieter. Before she arrived, she slept on Bus 22, Santa Clara County's 24-hour bus service. It's known as Hotel 22 because so many homeless people use it for shelter every night.
It's like my prayers were answered, you know? I mean, it's terrible to be on the bus. I mean, people are like constantly fighting and just, it's just so packed.
She says this shelter makes her feel safer than she has in a while. But years of homelessness have left her permanently afraid. Here, most people have been referred by case managers who are helping them escape homelessness. Santo's case manager is helping her apply for housing. But Santo says it's still hard.
Well, I'm really trying. I put applications out in different places, and, you know, it's a waiting list thing that, you know, I'm waiting.
It's a long list. In Santa Clara County, 70% of the homeless population is unsheltered. That's the largest percentage in the nation among large urban areas of unsheltered homeless people. So Santos knows she's not alone.
I mean, everybody's just, I mean, there's just so many people. Every time I think about it, I get emotional about it, you know, because it's just so many people out here.
Santos was planning on staying here all winter, but she left the shelter in February. I asked Claire Wagner if she knew where Santos went. But Home First doesn't usually keep tabs on where people go when they stop accepting their services.
Everything pretty much depends on, are there enough people available? Is there enough staff available to make contact with people, whether they're in a shelter or whether they're on outreach? And are there enough housing units to put them into?
Some who stayed in the shelter will find supportive housing before it closes. Wagner knows a few people who stayed at the Sunnyville Armory who now live in affordable housing units that replaced it. There's also many others who come back to winter shelters year after year after year.
That's our biggest problem right now. It's so difficult to find landlords that would accept anyone who's been homeless now, who doesn't have a stellar rental history, doesn't have a stellar job history.
Even if the shelter did stay open year-round, it's only a temporary solution. It's not a home. That's why the county is working on long-term solutions. This spring, another new apartment complex will open in the former Armory site. It'll house 29 units for formerly homeless individuals and their families. Plus, San Jose has a proposal to build a small village of modular homes where homeless people can live for up to 3 years.
I think the regret that I feel at the end of each cold weather season is that we don't have enough places for people to be.
So at the end of March, when the shelter was getting ready to close, Home First held a big barbecue, gave away care bags filled with snacks, clothes, and toiletries, and said their goodbyes. I wait outside the shelter as it's closing. Now and again, a person walks past me with duffel bags. Most don't want to talk to me. But I catch Stephen Hawes while he waits for a train to the San Jose Public Library. For the last 3 months, the shelter was his home. Before that, he also slept on bus 22, like Anna Santos. He's not angry he has to find somewhere else to go. He's used to it.
I mean, I've been out here before for months, so 2 or 3 days isn't going to be a psychological killer for me. It's not like it was just dropped on us, so they made it very clear on March 31st, it's gone.
Here's his plan.
From about 10 to 2, I got to go to the library. From 4 to 6, I have to talk to a place for some housing for the week.
The train arrives, and Haas and a friend he's waiting with hop on.
Oh, we got to go.
I called Haas a week after the shelter closed. He told me he spent the week sleeping in a mixture of motels, parks, and buses. And he's been meeting with a group called Faith in Action, a network of churches who provide shelters for homeless people. But he says that plan hasn't really worked out. There's no room for him. So he's back to looking. And now, Silicon Valley's homeless advocates are back to looking, too, for a place to put another shelter next winter. In Sunnyville, for Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.